Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob puts Scott and Becky through their paces as they try to identify a secret wine, which happens to be a 2012 Clos du Val Stag's Leap District Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I'm joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Good evening, folks. And we're in a wonderful debate over Havarti dill cheese on a burger or not on a burger.
We're also in an argument as to the structure of tonight's show because we were also joined by the Triple B.
I'm not the one that's forcing the argument. You said because.
You're a dissenter, and if we were in Belarus, I would hijack a plane, yes, and put you in custody. On tonight's show, folks.
I have flown Ryanair before.
You have.
It's literally the most jank airline you can imagine.
Well, you've been on Iberia as well.
Ooh. It's so jank.
Iberia's bad.
Me, Paige, and Bird flew it from London to Rome. I think our flight was $20.
That's not very expensive.
And it left at like 11 o'clock at night. It was super weird. Paige had a pashmina tied around her. And they told her she had to secure it. And she said, what do you mean? It's like tied around my neck. Like, you know, like a scarf thing. And they tightened it around her body. And she was like, opening like a window? Like, what's happening? It was so weird. And then we were all kind of terrified. Like, they like tightened it like you would tighten a kid's seatbelt.
Sure.
Like that. So then we were fine. We get back home, whatever. Like 6 months later, we find out that they were going to start playing bingo on their flights. It was.
And Scott's like, when can I book?
Well, I need to make sure I've got my pashmina.
Yeah. When I found out that they, whatever, were force landed, I was like, honestly, you could tell me literally anything about that airline, and I would be like, I believe that.
So I'm on their webpage, and it's like, the transportation of the devices powered by lithium and lithium-ion batteries.
Their airplanes?
Awkward.
Well, they're not American.
Just
speak
their
American.
Policy on
it's
it.
A very, very discounted European airline.
I would say.
Minsk to Odessa from 149 euros.
From Russia with love. And on tonight's show, folks, the Triple B had an idea. Or was it Scott? Man, that's not Scott. She had an idea last show when we did the Cuvée Alexandre, which they both failed on. She said, well, you didn't. Scott failed. He thought it was Petite Sirah yet again. Becky
suggested.
He
no.
thought it was a Zin.
I thought you said a Petite Sirah Zin blend, but more Zin than Petite Sirah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Both equally wrong.
Well, but I was right.
You were right. You were right.
So I didn't fail.
No, you didn't. You won.
Yeah.
You got the varietal right.
Yeah, not the country. Should have been perfect. I expect perfection. I'm a taskmaster. But anyway, she suggested, what if her and Scott were to join forces? So mostly Becky would make guesses where Scott would go, I don't know. And they would take me on in a competition. Now, obviously, I know what this wine is. It's a blind tasting again tonight, folks. You're welcome. But if they reach a certain point threshold, we will consider them victorious. That point threshold, and I think you're aware, folks, of our scoring system for blind tastings. You get 20 points for guessing the varietal. You get 10 points from guessing where is it from, like Europe, North America, you know, South America. Then you get 20 points for saying, where is it really from? And that's like saying it's from California or from France or Spain or whatnot. Then further details, if you said it was from Napa or if you said it was from Paso or you said it was from Burgundy or something like that, Kunawara, who knows? That's another 10 points. Every single thing that they come up with, which is correct, what type of oaking is it? All those things, 10 points, 10 points, 10 points. And then if it gets the price, if they're within $2, they get 10 points. If they're within 5, they get 5 points.
Hmm.
That's the scoring system, folks. Can they reach the magic score of 60?
I don't know. Points?
I don't know.
I'm currently planning on
is
saying
really
a lot of
60. You have all these things. It's you, and it's you. Becky, you could probably get 60. And I'm not mean. That mean.
How many did I get last
you
week?
You did use your mean voice.
You did not get 60.
Yeah.
Got 25, I think.
No.
30, maybe. Yeah, I think you got 30. You do not get points, though, for saying it's red, Steve. Sorry.
How many did I get last week? Seriously.
Maybe 30.
I had 10 and you had 30. Yeah. It was.
You would not have won.
I did get 30 points.
You would not have.
I got 10. So you think that the two of us working together can get 60?
I would hope so.
Well, originally you wanted us to get how many ridiculous
75.
Amount of points?
Then I realized I better lower that.
I think 50.
You can just brainstorm. Well, you can think 50, but the number is 60, so.
I thought he said he wasn't going to be mean.
I'm not. I'm just being stern, but fair.
What, me?
Mm-hmm. Just consider me the dictator of Belarus. And also, folks, ladies, mostly, we're sorry the superstar is not on the show tonight. Or virtually any night. Currently, he's down. He's on vacation.
Yeah.
With his wife and children. I'm sorry, folks. Yes, he does have a wife.
He is on vacation, not drinking.
He's not drinking?
He hasn't been drinking.
He hasn't been drinking.
He hasn't been drinking.
Steve. I knew that there was a disturbance in the force. So now
there
I know
is. He's taking a sabbatical.
Just think, what is the alcohol industry doing with all their lost profits?
And occasionally...
How many breweries did go out of business? Did Tito's go out of business?
Tito's.
Tito's are like, what the hell? Our stock dropped $50. What happened?
The entire
Steve Gibson
North
stopped drinking.
Gin market has been cornered.
Oh, my God. Oh, what will we ever do? No. Martini and Rossi's like, fuck. Oh, no, that was you when you stopped drinking for 30 days.
Well.
Yes.
It was a week.
I know. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back with this wine that they're going to try to guess and get 60 points here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, the secret wine tonight. We have it in the glass here. Everyone can pick up their glass if they'd like.
It's pretty. It's a pretty wine.
Triple B is grumpy.
I can see it's a red wine.
Is it a red wine? You don't get any points for that, though. Well, if you'd like to cover your eyes and have a truly blind tasting, you may.
I can smell the nose from far away.
This smells like wine. Oh. Mmm. Perfumey. Smells like a perfume counter from 1983. See, I have no incentive of assisting both of you. I'm going to
it's a bit
throw you off.
It's a bit what?
Jammy.
The jammy.
Nose is jammy. I think it's jammy.
I think the nose is jammy. Jammy. I believe it's jammy.
Jammy.
I think that maybe on the back of the nose, if you really stick your face in there, I can get a little touch of a cigar box.
Mm.
I mean, if you get your nose in there. Do you smell it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's excellent. You don't get points for that, but it's excellent. That is excellent.
Is that on the tasting
note? There is a tasting note that says that.
Hmm? Yes.
That's not my question.
You have my mind like, just like me. This is James.
Did James say that?
And there's...
No, I did. Sorry.
Oh. Wilford.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Just PG.
That's great.
Well,
Wilford, why don't you read your review?
No, I'm not going to do it. Go ahead, Becky.
No, there's something else in there. I just don't know what it is.
There's vanilla and raspberry, sweet raspberry preserves. That's the jamminess that you're talking about, I think.
I'm picking up an oddball little thing like apricot or peach.
Yeah, well, I think it's more like a bright raspberry, but I can see where you would slip down to the, kind of a marmalade kind of slight.
No. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Very nice. And I am not competing in this. I'm going to take a drink. You guys can sniff all you want.
There's nothing about this nose that points me in one direction or the other.
You're already drinking it?
He's thirsty.
Mm. Huh. Ooh.
I forget on these. Do you read reviews or no?
I do. I can. I can. No, these are too revealing, I think.
Okay. Sometimes when you...
Not mine. This is James Suckley, and I can read this review.
Sometimes when those reviews are written, it could be literally about any wine in the world.
This one is. I wrote, unctuous red, with blueberry, blackberry, and hints of vanilla on the nose and palate. Very fine tannins and a fresh, clean, beautiful finish, just like me. Now, I wrote many other things, but Rob the Wine Guy has censored those things because they are too revealing. Wine Enthusiast, a snippet of what they wrote. Dense and briary, with black and red plum notes, complemented by a strong sense of clove. This wine is cushioned in tar oak and cigar box, showing nicely resolved tannins.
But see, when they say cushioned, that makes me think it's not on the nose, but rather on the palate.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what that says again. What else did it say besides cigar box?
Tar, clove.
Clove. That's what I'm smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's it. Clove. Mm.
Yeah, for me, way in the back, something earthy.
To me, clove has almost a sweet smell to it.
Yeah, sometimes.
And I knew there was something other than raspberry that was a sweet smell, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Oh, yes.
My first guess on this before I have a sip is that it's a cab.
Mm. Scott's going to say us is in Petite Sirah blend.
Oh, the tannins are really nice.
It's just, it's a wonderful velvety on the palate. Not the biggest finish, but it's a little lith on the finish. So it's like it's got this big mouthfeel, and then on the finish that kind of subsides. It kind of drops off. But the finish is, although it becomes more lith, it's lengthy. So it's this weird thing. It's got this nice mouthfeel, and then during the finish that kind of, it's like gone all of a sudden, which is kind of weird. And
any questions for me?
From a purist standpoint,
is this a question to me?
Question to you.
Okay, purist standpoint.
Purist standpoint.
Yes.
Two spectrums. Becky's wheelhouse, Rob's wheelhouse. Which spectrum?
This wine?
Yes.
I would say it's more my wheelhouse.
Oh, I would say that 100%.
Yeah, by the flavor profile, yes.
Yeah. Beau.
Let's break this down.
Break it down.
What was your first impression, Becky? You said you liked the tannins.
I like the tannins. It's not as long as I expected it to be. So I think that... Beau!
It smells lovely.
Did you see him trying to lick it?
Yes. Is that a Petit Sirah Zin Blend? Scott loves those. Yes, that, Scott, let me have some. I'm going to put my sewer hands on you.
That might be because
Beau,
at the end of the shows, he might get some wine. I don't know. He's
Scott, by the way.
The cigar box is a pretty prominent
feature.
But I like the tannins. It is shorter than what I expected. I'm having a hard time deciding where I think this is from. I'm pretty sold on it being a cab. How are you feeling?
So I think on the palate, it's more tobacco than just the cigar box. I think it's a bigger, it's more towards the tobacco than the that more rough, rustic expression of that earthiness. I'm more headed towards a region.
Yeah.
Vive la France.
Are you?
I am. I'm headed towards France.
Well, but they don't make Zin Petit Sirah blends.
There's Syrah in there.
No, okay.
What happens if we disagree?
Well, we won't.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, what do we do?
You kick him to the curb and you go for your own 60 points.
We have to mutually come to a decision. I think we're very capable of that.
Agree.
Flexibility.
Plus,
I'm horrible at this, so I have to
ask Becky what to say.
Do you think it's a cab?
I think it's Gruner Veltliner.
I think I'm leaning towards a blend. And I could go with a cab blend. Cab base French blend.
I'm having a hard time on the region. I always like overthink the region times a billion. I don't know.
The thing is that mouthfeel too big? For a French blend. But the finish leads me right down there. You know, I don't know. I like this finish. I know it's not.
This isn't my favorite type of cab. Shorter. I honestly, if I was just going with my gut on where it was from, I would have said Washington. If I wasn't going to sit here and think about it all day long.
You know.
But, I have such a hard time with region.
One of the things Rob talks about, you know, the Washington blends, calls them jazzy. This is slightly jazzy, this mouthfeel.
Do you have any more questions? Maybe a question directed towards me could shed some light.
I don't even know what questions to ask. You always offer them up.
Scott asked a nice question.
But I don't ever know. Well, I mean, I knew it was more your wheelhouse than mine.
Let's go through some things. It's this mouthfeel is just, I can't place it.
I know.
It's just throwing me off. I'm enjoying the mouthfeel so much. It's like my brain's turning off to everything else. I'm just enjoying it. And it coats the tongue and sticks there. But one, it's not astringent. Are you getting any type of astringency like a mouthwash?
No,
mouthwashing astringency?
All.
Not at all. So, if it was primary Merlot, that That's what we would look for in a French Merlot, right? So maybe I'm off base on the French blend side of it. And where would he go if he was going to trick us? Chile.
He could go to Spain to trick us.
He could go to Spain and...
He could also go to Earth and trick us.
No, he could go to Spain and he could go to South America.
Have you ever had New Mexico wines?
Hey.
Yeah. This is a cab blend from Kansas.
This is Buckeye Lake Winery. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Or is it?
I'm not really getting... are you getting any Central or any South America vibes?
From the wine or from me?
Yeah, not from you.
I have some.
South American vibes?
Oh, yeah. It's Miami Sound Machine, isn't it? The rhythm is going to get you. That's me.
That's
a little offensive, though, isn't it?
That it's a
South Cuban
American
based.
Vibe?
Yeah, it's true. That doesn't have anything to do with it, does it?
No.
I do like Picciana, though.
Okay.
So there's that. It's Brazilian, though. You don't want Brazilian wine.
I'm not getting any, like...
It's not right now.
I don't think this has any Cab Franc in it. Mm. I don't think it has... I don't think it's dark enough to have Petit Syrah with any, like, measurable quantity.
Mm. Don't dash Scott's dreams. He wants it to have Petit Syrah.
Well, I know I'm, like, trying to decide. I don't know that this has Grenache in it.
Maybe it's a Grenache Cab Franc blend.
I would be sick.
I would too, because that just sounds disgusting. It sounds like if Beau was a wine, it'd be a Grenache Cab Franc blend.
Yeah.
Mixed with Concord. And peat moss. And feces. The feces would be the 90 part of the blend.
Could see this as a Grenache, the tobacco.
Tobacco. Well, flavors. Yes, it is tobacco. Yes, I saw that.
Tobacco flavors.
Yes. This is great.
A Côte de Rhône.
A Côte de Rhône.
Could it be a Côte de Rhône?
Oh, could it be a Goat's de Rhône? Well, you've never thought about Pinot, have you?
Not Pinot.
Have you ever had a Czechoslovakian Pinot?
First of all, you would have never put it in that glass.
What if I really want to trick you?
I don't believe it for a second.
And tonight we're using the Cab Merlot Riedel Venom Series glasses. These are fairly neutral. That's why we do this in these. Or is that a telltale sign? Or is it not? Who can say?
I'm enjoying this, though. The wine greatly.
You should like the Mouton Cadet.
The tobacco, the nice feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back towards leaning towards France, but it could be a Spanish Grenache.
Mm. Well,
Grenache?
The tobacco.
Scott, you know what they say.
What do they say?
I see London. I see France. I see your pajama underpants. No, that doesn't work.
I see your Grenache underpants.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Southern Rhone.
Why don't you just say Earth? Because you keep bouncing around.
Bouncing.
You're a man of new.
I started in France. I'm coming back around.
It's as if you have ADD or something like that. Well, you can't stay in one country long enough. It could be Spain. It could be Chile. You're like Carmen Sandiego of the wine tasting.
Oh, what a compliment.
Where in the world is
Soon, Scott's like, could it be in Singapore?
Well, it'd be in a 21-day isolation.
Good God. Your tasting skill should be in isolation.
Where are you?
I would say a Washington Cab, but I'm really, really debating now somewhere in South America.
But you're sticking with Cab.
Yeah.
What about the tobacco?
Tobacco.
You can have tobacco in a Cab.
That is actually correct.
You can.
No, you can't. This is Scott. You can't have tobacco.
I usually have a decent physical reaction to Grenache. and I usually have a decent physical reaction to Cab Franc.
But
and so maybe
you wouldn't know a Cab Franc if I
it makes my stomach turn.
It doesn't. You drink it all the time. I serve it to you all the time. You don't know it.
Okay, so maybe this is a Cab Franc. This is the one.
Mm-hmm.
But remember Rob's answer to my probing.
This
inquiry.
Is more your wheelhouse.
Yeah, don't touch me. That was my answer.
No, that wasn't an inquiry. That was a. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Do you have
I
any
thought
more?
You were asleep.
Do you have any more questions for me?
Give me an example of a question we could ask. Because I don't know. I don't know what to even ask you. Like,
you could ask me about where did the wine? How long have you had the wine? What do you have any more of the wine? Do you have? I mean,
well,
why did you buy?
Those two questions.
No, I took those off the table. Those are examples.
Oh.
But those aren't helpful to me. I don't keep track of what you buy and when you buy it.
Exactly. Did I even buy this?
Has this wine been cellared for more than 3 years?
By me or other people?
By you, sir.
That's a good question. I think it has.
Oh.
Or has it? Yes.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hmm.
Because that might violate the questions. But that's good enough. You already know.
Here's a question.
No. You know what how he could trick us?
What's that?
By pulling out a sin petite serablin.
Yes, I could do that. That would assume, though, that I buy Zin Petite Serablin.
Oh, Turley makes those.
Yes,
stop
they
it.
Do. They, Ridge does, too.
Something.
If it ain't Ridge and it ain't Turley, I ain't buying it. By the way, Phil will be in San Francisco next week, and he's going to Ridge. He's going to Heights. He's going to be staying in Santa Rosa. Ridge is 30 minutes from his hotel.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's great. I sent him the address.
Did you send him some money to ship some stuff back?
I don't need him to buy stuff. I can. You can buy it cheaper on wine.com than you can at the winery. There's no advantage. That's all I can say.
Well, more selection, certainly.
Yeah, true. They did have a Grenache there. They have a few other things there, but that's okay. I mean, I'm not hurting for... You saw what the Becky provided me, a bountiful harvest of my favorite Trader Joe's Bordeaux today.
Very nice.
8 more bottles. So we're set there.
But this is what happens.
I mean, it's 11 bottles.
When I've gone in there,
yeah,
there's normally like 4 bottles mm-hmm. or something. And so I'm walking in and I'm like, Rob, how much do you want? And he's like, just buy whatever they have. I'm like, well, what if I go in there and they have like 40 bottles?
Well, that's not. Yeah.
And so then he was like, okay, buy 6. Buy 8. No, buy 5. No, buy, like, he was just, you know, going all over the place.
Well, it's $7.99, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it has a nice little nose. It's somewhat simplistic, but it's a nice drink. It's a nice drink.
And
good body.
Yeah. And
but they actually had a lot today.
We mock TJ's all the time for their wines,
but that is good.
Occasionally, we pull one out of there that's good.
Well, this one got a 90 from the enthusiast, and it has a sticker on the bottle to prove it.
And it did.
Well,
maybe that's this.
I had a female cashier today, and she was like, I think I bought 8. And she was like, are you sure you don't want to buy 4 more so you can get that other, like,
there's
half?
Well,
and yeah. I was like, no, I'm just getting 8. And she was like, well, if you buy 4 more, you get 10% off the 6-pack. And I was like, I understand. I'm just not. And she was like, but this wine.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You're already pregnant and an alcoholic, so you might as well just don't horse around.
Well, keep on going.
She had a point, but that's all right.
Well, I'm so you're sold on the Cab.
I am.
The mouthfeel.
Here's my next question for you.
For him or for me?
No, for Scott. Before you get too in your head about the mouthfeel.
Well, I love the mouthfeel.
Do you think it could be a Turley mouthfeel? And you are mistaking it for European.
Well, the first thing that blew me away was the mouthfeel, and I didn't place it anywhere, but it certainly.
Are you calling Scott a peon?
A peon?
You're a peon. That's what you just said.
That's the way I took it. I just got it.
That wasn't that difficult to get, but that's okay.
Well,
I think the 60-point threshold is pretty safe right now.
Yeah, pretty safe right now. I'd like the mouthfeel. Could it be a Turley? Which gets back to my theory that it's actually Rob trying to trick us and make us off scent by mocking me and saying it's a Zin Patisserie blend when that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Could it be that?
Because it tastes just like a Patisserie Zin blend. Just like the other five that you guessed that tasted just like them.
Oh, I guessed it once.
When?
Are we allowed to ask if it's a blend?
Sure.
You can ask. Yes, you can ask me that.
Will you answer it?
Yes.
Is this a blend?
It is not 100% a varietal. How's that?
Not helpful.
Everything is a blend, except for things that are 100% the varietal.
I know.
And this is the latter.
Thank you so much for that explanation. Well, I didn't know that you meant. That was so enlightening. I gave you, now I know exactly what
And
it
you know
is.
What? I'm not even going to charge you for that second question, that second kernel of knowledge. You're welcome. So, folks, we're going
to take you to the third.
What's that?
Because I asked, had it been solid for more than 3 years? And you said, yes.
I guess, yes. I don't know. If I could put time in a bottle.
Let's see this. One more time.
One more time. One more time. I don't have a song for that. Is there another song, One More Time?
If I could,
This is it.
Hit me maybe one
no
more time.
Make no mistake where you are.
There you go.
A little Kenny Loggins, huh? Who was more 80s than Kenny Loggins, other than you, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Are you Kenny Loggins? Did
Tiffany.
You?
Eddie Money.
Eddie Money. There. Jesus Christ. He was so no good. Decade. Good God. Well, Eddie Money.
Those eyes in those videos.
He's decades. A damn freaking cheesy creepo.
No.
Yes.
He's an upstanding gentleman.
Rick Springfield is going to be your next one?
No.
Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Eddie Money. You kind of look like Eddie Money.
Well.
John Hugar Mellencamp.
Wish I had Eddie Money's money.
Yeah. John Mountain Lion Mellencamp. Love him.
Bo's so concerned about you right now.
You know, should be. You know what you don't do? You don't make fun of John Cougar Mellencamp or John Hugar Mellencamp. In Indianapolis, because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
And I did that, so.
Bloomington, but we won't.
Well, who gives a fuck where he's from? Anyway, it was at, I said, who the fuck's going to come out next? John Cougar Mellencamp. And next performing is John Cougar Mellencamp. I went, well, fuck.
That's what you get for being so insightful.
Four Foster's oil cans, back to back to back to back, you know, loosens the tongue. So,
there we go. Yeah, it's like your tongue's tight.
I'm struggling to think of a question that would be helpful to ask.
Okay. Maybe you've got it all sewn up.
I don't think I do, though.
Neither do I.
Have you bought a lot of... Have you bought more than 4 bottles from this winery?
In the last 5 years.
Huh. No, I don't think so. I do not believe so.
Okay, that's interesting to me. Because the other thing that, the other winery that I was considering that sometimes has some stuff that really throws me off on what it is Acorn.
Oh, Acorn.
Yeah.
I'll give you a freebie. I don't think we have any Acorn in the wine vault anymore. We drank it all.
Mm.
You drank it? Last weekend? Was the last bottle?
It was a Cab Franc. You don't drink that. I don't think we have anything else. I'll look. I don't think so. You order some more. They didn't stop. They didn't go out of business. You better get out your damn bank account, though, to do that, son of a bitch, because they charge way too much for what they've got. I don't dislike their wine, but it's not $60 wine. It just isn't. It's nice wine, but it's not. They're pretty expensive. So.
So you bought it more than 3 years ago.
I don't know that, but okay.
Well, more than 2.
Sure, that's okay. Fair enough.
So, Scott, to me, that eliminates South America because we weren't buying in South America 2 years ago.
Yeah, first of all, that's not true. And second of all, you're playing the game wrong.
So I'm eliminating South America.
Mm.
It also eliminates like Turley. It eliminates, I don't know about Spain. That was the other place that we were thinking. What'd you say?
We've been buying Turley for about 7 or 8 years now.
And
no,
more than
but
four
you
bottles.
Said you have more than four bottles.
Did you hadn't?
You
ordered.
Don't have more than four bottles. You have 800 bottles of Turley.
Well, the specific question
I thought you meant
you...
this.
No.
Well, did you, her question
did
was:
you
had you
the
ordered
wrong?
More?
I just answered the question.
Had you ordered
from the
four?
Winery.
From my point
bottles
of view,
no.
From
the I wine. Said, do you have more than four bottles from this winery in the wine vault?
I thought you meant of this wine.
No.
Oh well, that's how I answered. I'm sorry.
Winery. Okay, do you have more than four bottles?
Yeah, you're already past your questions there. Sorry.
No. You passed the answer.
No, I didn't. I answered the question.
Okay,
asked.
Then Scott can use one of his questions.
No, no, you Lord. Only have three combined questions
no,
for the two of you.
That's
already our fifth question anyway.
Yeah.
So
this
you,
is this is. I think that's a 20-point default.
I don't
from
get
Rob.
No.
So
you scored
that, I think it's a Turley cab.
Okay, good for you. Okay. Nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break. They're going to put together their. They're going to have a confab, and then they're going to come back and they're going to present to me. It's like Clue, only there isn't one here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. We've been back for a few minutes, and now you've all heard the Triple B trying to extort me off air.
Well,
terrible.
Except
I'm happy to
air.
Do it. There was no trying. I'm happy to bring it back over here.
In reality, you're just torturing the audience because they have to listen to the interference of your cell phone.
I'm happy to bring it back.
The cell phone interference should have should be a character on the show. It hasn't been around for a while, but whose is that? Well, that's the Triple B. It's not her fault, except for when she does it on purpose, because her mic doesn't have any shielding towards that. Well, Scott can sit there and probably text 50 people, and his mic won't do that.
Well,
you know. What kind of brand is it? Samson? Nice job, Samson.
Yeah, Samson. Yeah. Not Samsung.
We have Marantz mics on ours, but Samson.
This is like Samson and Delilah.
It was a Guitar Center special many years ago. So. Uh-huh. It's like, that's actually 13 years old. It's not too bad.
You had this mic before I knew you.
I did. It recorded my old band. And it seems better days. But nevertheless.
Well, it serves its purpose.
I know. These two mics have just been in the gentle way, the gentle business of podcasting. So
and they're
no USB mics for this show.
They're homey.
Yes.
They're friends.
I know.
They're very gentle.
So what do you think about, like, ABV cost? We haven't gotten there.
I do like this for a Southern Rhone. I like the Grenache profile. ABV, 14. The oaking, you know, we really haven't talked about.
That's a great point.
It's plainly it's a subtly oaked wine. Maybe a little peppery thing. Right at the initiation of the finish.
Mm-hmm. What kind of oaking do you think it is?
I'm going to go French. All new oak.
Yeah.
It's somewhere 80% new oak.
How much do you think this cost? That's where I'm struggling. Big time. I would say... I don't know. I would say 30-ish. I don't know.
I can live with that. Yeah, let's go ish. Let's go a little 35.
35.
What do you think? Or do you like 30?
I don't know.
Would you like 32? You were 30-ish. Does that mean a high 30s? A low
Welcome
30?
To The Price is Right.
I would say my range would be 27 to 32.
You started with 30-ish.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like up.
Let's go
down.
32 then.
I love the triple B. Whenever she says something, she looks at me to try to read my face, even though she knows I'm just generally a deceitful person.
You just
so.
Make faces all yeah. the time.
I know, because it's hilarious.
Well.
So let's lock you down. The varietal, folks. What do
we
don't
agree.
Do you want to? You can separate off.
No, I can live with the cab.
You thought it's, but we'll.
But you thought you think it's French.
I do. The tobacco, the lavender.
Part of me feels like if I win the varietal of cab, then I can give you the, like you could pick the region because you feel more strongly about it than I do.
Hmm.
You look like you're trying to do like a little Pepe Le Pew mustache.
He is. If
it's a cab, you think it's French.
I can live with that, but I would guess South America if I'm going to go cab. I would go one of the... Either go Chile or Argentina for that French style.
What about Argentina? Yeah. Or Uruguay.
I don't think it is based on when it was bought.
You're focusing on the wrong things.
Well, but that's a good clue.
Is it?
Could be.
But
I mean,
from a
liar. Perhaps you have a Chilean cab in there.
That he bought 3 years ago?
It's possible.
It's possible.
No.
It's possible.
3 years ago, we were drinking nonstop Zen.
What? Okay, what are we? Is it a lot different now? But I guess it is different now. But.
Why Zen is not even one of Rob's top five varietals?
It's not. It's bullshit.
Oh Lord, so fake.
That's why I just don't think that it was a Chilean cap. That's why I don't think you were buying a Chilean cap 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, let's come to a consensus.
You like
Do you
for
think
Washington.
There is anything Spanish about this? That's the only other thing that we haven't discussed.
That was my second choice. Would be a Spanish Grenache.
What about a Tempranillo?
It's not. I don't think it's a Tempranillo.
The Chameleon. The Tempranillo.
You getting chocolate? Mm-mm. I'm not getting any chocolate.
No.
I thought I did at first.
And what would the chocolate tell you?
Could be suggestive of Tempranillo for sure. That's why I brought that up when she said Tempranillo.
Mm.
So you want to go cab? I can live with that.
La-di-da.
I can't fit it into the profile.
Do-do-do.
You thought maybe a Washington cab blend.
Yeah.
Goes back to what would he have in his cellar? That's that. And Rob says that's the wrong thing to think about. Whistling Italian.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
I don't know that this is big enough for Spain. That's the only other. Rob, stop! I'm trying to think.
I can tell.
That's the only other comment that I was going to make. I feel like most Spanish wines are a little bit bigger
or dense.
Or have like some, the cigar box is pretty prominent, or the tobacco is pretty prominent, but they usually have, I don't know. I'm not getting a huge Spanish read, but maybe I'm wrong.
Be a, like a Grenache, Syrah blend, Spanish blend. You like this, you don't like the Spanish, or you're like, it seems like you like the Spanish blend better than French, but that takes cab out of the picture.
Okay. And now we must make a decision.
Right now, if we're going a cab, I don't think we have even enough details to get 60 points.
I think
points.
It's a cab. I don't think it's Spanish.
Okay.
Cabernet. Yeah,
cab.
Now, where is it from?
Earth. I think it's from the Northern Hemisphere.
You said USA.
North
and
America?
Washington.
You're going to go North America.
Do you like it, North America?
Not really.
Yeah.
Do we get 10 points for North America, 10 points for United States?
No, you get 10 points for North America, nothing for the United States.
Well, we would get 10 points for the United States.
Was it going to be Canada or Mexico? So you'd say the United States. North America is United States. Let's just be honest. We're nationalistic here on the show. America number one. Wait, is it Canadian? What the hell? Well, have you had Peely Island before? It don't taste like
this.
To me,
I would say, where's it from?
Mexico.
North America.
Puerto Rico.
Where's it really from? The United States. Further details,
no.
The AOC.
Absolutely not. Where's it
Scott
really
won't
from?
Even agree no, with
that's
me
a bunch
on
of
that.
Horse shit. No.
Do you like it? Do you like it, Washington or Cali? If you're going cab,
I am so mad because in my heart of hearts, I think this is a Turley cab, and I'm going to break my clipboard over my knee because Rob, I think, misled us in his answers of his questions.
Well, so okay.
If I had to guess,
then so where are you going? So you're going to go.
I don't know Turley cabs.
Well, if you're going to go all in.
Bye, Seeloff. He's just over there giggling and laughing.
He's mocking you. He's definitely mocking you.
I'm mocking both of you.
Well, then go. Let's go.
It's like watching a dog trying to sit down. They just keep circling, 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 circling. It's just fucking make a decision.
Well, no, I've actually been like rubbing my butt on the carpet. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Listeners have left, gone, listened to Wine Wars, then came back, and you still haven't missed
it. 14 Napa. We like it as Turley Estate.
Yeah.
So that's...
You think it's Napa?
What that's... What we pay 45?
I think it's 45.
Our price.
Turley.
Okay.
Is that right? 45?
You have any oaking predictions or anything like that?
Then that's going to be...
I know.
50... I forget.
I know. I don't know Turley cabs.
I forget. Hooking on that. If I ever knew it. 50-50.
American French.
Yes.
All right.
Do you think that's possible based off the way it tastes?
I don't think it's a big...
And you think it's a 2014? Is that what you said?
Sure.
No, I thought you said 2014. I don't know.
She was asking if that's what I think about the oaking. And okay. I was like, yeah, I'm just throwing some shit out there. No, let's go 50-50 French new to oak, to previously used oak.
All right. Okay. Let me just do some tabulations.
We got 0 points.
I didn't say that.
Boop, boop, boop. Are we going to get that?
All right. The threshold was 60. Okay. First of all, Cabernet. Was it Cabernet, folks? Now, Scott wanted to go Southern Rhone. In fact, it actually is Cabernet.
Nice.
So you get 20 points there.
See, I went with Becky.
I was so nervous the way that he led that up. If it was a Southern Rhone, I was going to be pissed.
Well, the only thing that made me consistently think that was the tobacco. It just and it has some other profiles of Grenache, Syrah maybe, but
what's the a blend of? What does it have in it?
Oh,
you said it wasn't 100%.
78% Cabernet, 16% Merlot, 4% Cab Franc, 2% Petit Verdot.
So I said it's not Merlot because no extrinsic, and Becky's like it's not Cab Franc because I hate it.
Yeah, it's impressive.
But you're not going to.
But it was only 2%.
That's why you went to. But you know. But
it
the question
2%
is. But where
Franc.
Is it from? What does that blend sound like? Scott, what does that blend sound like?
France.
Well, you're wrong because it's actually United States.
Okay. Well, we got that right.
More importantly, it's actually California. More importantly, it's actually
Napa.
Yes.
How many points does that put us at?
50.
I put you at 50.
No, wait. That would be AVA. That, right. Sir, would it be 60.
That's 60 points.
You're okay. Right.
But now the question is, where?
Excellent job,
that's
Scott.
A good point. That is Cali and Napa.
Excellent, excellent, so you got 60. Job.
All so right. You got a cat, and that's pretty good.
Now we can relax.
Okay. Now, beyond that, though, the question was,
how much does it cost in the oaking?
Well, you're wrong on those. First of all, it's 24 months on French oak.
Well, that's
all new.
There should be some points there because I didn't give you all
shit.
French.
He did say all French, so I that's said 10 all more French. Points.
Well, but I got 50-50 wrong, so that's 5. We're taking 5.
I think 5, 65 points.
Yep. Whoop-a-dee-doo.
Yep.
Yep. Excellent job.
$45, you get no points.
How much was it?
It's $8.
Ah!
Plus, well, no, here's the question. Is it the current price that you can buy it at the winery? That's $155.
You got it for 8?
No. I got it for 70. $70 is what it is. Because it's actually from Stag's Leap within Napa.
Very nice.
And what threw you off a little bit was it's old. 2012,
oh, Clos
du Vual Stag's Leap Vineyard. Now, by the way, they
we
don't.
Did pretty good, I
you
think.
Didn't. No, I they didn't. Don't make this. No, you didn't. Becky, you led him down the path. They don't make this anymore. This is the last vintage of this actual wine that I know of. Maybe they did the 14, but. The Clos du Vual.
This is a Rob wine.
Well, but it should be pointed out. I took us all the way down the path.
You tried to go to Southern Rhone.
No.
I started there.
Something that I will say about Scott, I think he does a lot better than me on further details.
True.
I think I can get kind of there, but I can't provide any specifics because I get too mental in my head.
I think.
You start trying to analyze me, not the wine. Now, let me just, before we say anything else, let me give the reviews for this wine.
Okay.
Thank you very much. This is James Sutton.
Oh, God. Why are you ruining a perfectly good show?
My review was cut short, so I'm going to review this. Unctuous red and blueberry, blackberry, and hints of vanilla on the nose and palate. Full-bodied velvet tannins and a fresh, clean, and beautiful finish. Better in 18, but already a joy to taste. 94 of my points. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Wilford. Hello. I'm here on the show tonight. I'm very excited to be here. I've been outside in the great room all the time. And by the way, you might want to bleach everything that's in there. I'm just saying.
Wilford, did you make it the brown room again?
No, James was in there and he brought Tim along.
Uh-oh.
Tim took his shirt off and just got very exciting for me. Anyway.
It's unusual that he wears his shirt.
Anyway.
Did you know that he uses the Manscaper and it's fantastic?
Ew.
Anyway. No hair whatsoever. Anyway, it's disturbing, actually.
Look at that treasure trail.
Oh, he has no... No. There's no trail. You just find the treasure. Oh, wait a minute. Anyway. The 2012 Clos du Vual... And I'm sure they're glad that I'm reading this. Estate Cabernet Sauvignon is a Napa Valley classic showing big, bold black fruits, accents of dust, and dried leather.
Accents of dust.
Firm on the palate. This wine would be perfect with a tendered filet mignon. It's tender filet mignon, not tendered. And it drinks nicely now. And I tasted it in 2016 in San Francisco.
Then this is Tim Atkins. Welcome to the show. For me, I didn't review this wine, of course, but the wine enthusiast did. And I just had to be on the show. They reviewed Tents and Briary with black and red plum notes, complemented by a strong sense of clove. This wine is cushioned in tar, oak, and cigar box, showing nicely resolved tannins. Blended with Merlot, Cabernet, and Petit Verdot, it is enjoyable now and will cellar well for many years to come. 90 of their points, which isn't many. And then Robert Parker. They wrote, the flagship wine that made Clos de Vaux famous. And in parentheses, I remember especially their 73 and 74. Who gives a fuck? In the Cabernet Sauvignon Stag's Leap District, the 2012 possesses sweet, ripe, but not overripe, black currant and black cherry fruit. Dusty, loamy, forest floor notes, medium-bodied, attractive elegance, and a broad, savory mouthfeel. The tannins are present but well integrated. This elegant finesse style Cabernet should drink well for 10 to 15 years.
Mm. So why did they stop doing this estate cab?
I think they switched it up to something different. This is all state fruit. They grow it. They bottle it.
Would you say this is medium bodied?
It is now. I think, well, first of all, Stag's Leap are the wines from Stag's Leap. AVA are the more elegant Bordeaux-esque grapes or grape varietals in the state. So when you're in Napa, so when you're looking for what's going to taste more like Bordeaux, it's going to be something from Stag's Leap.
Maybe that's where you were getting some of that French influence.
That's
Scott.
Exactly why I did it. Hmm. It's called. You guys did, quite frankly. This wine should have thrown. Well, it's a cab. You're going to notice it's a cab, but it threw every damn little red herring in the world at it, and you guys, you know, I mean, begrudgingly, mind you fought through it and got to where it is.
I trusted Becky's better ability to name the varietal, and then I trusted that we thought it was not necessarily Turley, but something good. Mm-hmm. And once it was, because it just.
It's mature Cali Cabernet. Now, you say 2012, that's not that old. I know it isn't, but this also isn't a wine that's getting a 98 from Parker. Those are the ones that are going to age 25, 30 years.
When you said, what did you say it was $8? Were you just joking when you said
Absolutely.
That? Okay, because I was like, I got so confused when you said that, because this also doesn't taste or drink like. We've had wines where you're like, it's $10 and it drinks like a $30 wine. Mm-hmm. This is an expensive wine and it drinks like an expensive wine.
It drinks like an expensive wine. I think that we have another bottle of this, by the way. It drinks like a wine that will be drank in the next couple of years because I think this is it ain't going to get any better.
You know that where it kind of falls off at the finish?
Well, it doesn't taste old. It just tastes like this is what it is. It's not going any further than this. Drink now. And enjoy.
It's a wonderful. The best part of this for me is the mouthfeel. Yeah, I like the streak of tobacco in it. The tannins are they're nice, but they are waning.
They are waning. Yes, I think that it, ideally you probably would have drank. It would have been really in its stride in 2019, 2020.
For me, the best part of this wine is the cloves. I was so tickled when you identified that on the nose.
Yeah.
I love cloves. I love the smell of them. I think it really captures the sweetness of clove. Mm-hmm. And it just is such an unusual component of wine. It really, really made me happy.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why
really made me happy.
Did away with the Stag's Leap.
Well, they didn't. Well, I think that they probably did some single vineyard stuff, but I'm not an aficionado of Stag's Leap. I mean, there are people that buy it, but the standard Napa is like $52, $53 now. I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You can see it occasionally for $49, but
they've got a Hirondale mm-hmm. Hirondelle Vineyard Stag's Leap District Napa. It's just called a State Three Graces, $175.
Well, see, what they did? They probably rolled in some of their estate grapes that were Stag's Leap into the Napa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And probably is very, very good, but I bet it tastes a lot like this does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 92 from Jeb Dunnock for the Napa.
I bet it's really good. Cab. Yeah, I bet it's really good. But it's like one of those things. It's a standard Napa, and you can buy it fairly readily. So it's kind of one of those wines that you say, am I going to buy it? You don't collect it.
Well, but you can set it back for 4 or 5 years.
I know, but you can do that with a lot of different wines.
I agree.
But and when we're talking about this kind of stuff, you're either a fan of the winery or you're not. And it's not that I dislike this wine. And quite frankly, I think for the area that it's from, it's a very nice counterpoint to like Stag's Leap.
I love Stag's Leap, Napa.
Yeah, but if you go to Cavs. Stag's Leap, like their Cane 5, their 1.5, or the fuck it's called, that's $109.
That's insane.
Yeah, well, just the Stag's you know, you compare the 52.
It's like, fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
No, that's the Napa. It's not a Stag's.
But, I mean, you can buy their Bordeaux, their TD9 for 70. And that would be very much like this. But, you know, I know it's several years ago, but I used to buy Schaefer cab for $60, 50, $60.
Yeah, you ain't buying that for 50, 60 I know, bucks but, anymore.
And it was very good. But it's similar to this. I don't know. I bought this at Anderson's before it closed down. And they had this.
I could have guessed. That would be a really. Mm-hmm. I should have guessed Anderson's because I felt that.
And you're going to complain. But the retail value was higher than. I bought it on closeout. So I actually bought it for $49. But you don't get points for that.
No, we said $35 or something.
What? But it's $70. That's what it costs.
But I think we said right. $35. So we were.
$45. I went $45.
Oh, you said $45.
Yeah, but you don't get points for that.
We won the game.
Well, you did you well.
We won. You lost.
Well, Becky did well.
Becky got the Friday, and I filled in the blank.
Yes. Next time we do this, I'm going to be meaner.
I kind of did the outline, and well, Scott did the.
It ain't going to be Cali next time.
You.
It'll be a Petite Syrah Zinfandel.
It was tricky, though.
A Cali cab feels like, I mean, to all of our listeners, you're like, it's a Cali cab. How hard could it be? When you have the whole world. And you have, like, literally any wine, getting to a Cali cab is much more difficult. So don't think, like, it is, Rob.
Well, no, especially, listen to this. Especially, though, when the Cali cab is intended to emulate French wine. That's the point. Stag's Leap is kind of the homage to French wine. It tastes more like French than it does necessarily... Yeah.
It's not an obvious one.
No, it's not. That was the point.
Yeah. So don't think that we're like total idiots struggling to get to it.
Scott thought it was Southern Rhone.
So. No, but there were.
But then I got it right in the end.
Why.
That's all that matters.
But everybody heard your thought process. So scoring this wine, folks, we're going to go over the triple B and get a point total. 0 to 100. Côte d'Ivoire, Stag's Leap District, Cabernet Sauvignon, or SLD.
Reserve.
Estate. It's not a reserve.
It's a restate.
It's an estate.
It's a restate.
It's an estate. It goes up there anyway because it's fancy looking, but still, it's right.
Get it together. Rebecca's going to curse you again.
Hmm. Yeah, I am.
Well, they don't know about that. Anyway, Triple B, what's your score?
This is a struggle for me because it is... not my favorite type of wine.
Yeah, but you can lie.
Lie. The things that I like, I love the nose. I love the cloves. I like the cigar box tobacco in it. I don't know that I could sit and drink five glasses of it. But when I finished my glass, which is a very, very small pour, I wanted more.
True.
I wanted to say, like, oh, can I just have a little bit more? So I think with all that being said, I'm going to give it an 89.
Oh.
See, for me, the start of the show is the mouthfeel, and it gets a number that starts with a 9 just because of that. But 90, it's not spectacular. You know it's good. It's got good roots, but maybe 2 years ago it's a 91, 92.
I don't think so.
No, perhaps. I like the fruit profile. It just, the finish was okay-ish. It was lithe, where the rest of it was a round, beautiful, turly-like mouthfeel.
And I will also concur. I would give it 90 of my points. I'm going to put it in the Hall of Fame simply because the bottle's pretty. But I also think that it was limited as to the fact that it's just been held a little bit too long, and that can happen, folks.
And whose fault is that?
Mine. Huh. See, I have accountability. Huh. Unlike some people.
What? Would you? Foul mouth. Does it surprise you a little bit that this is maybe... not spent, but
it's not spent.
A little past perfect.
I don't even know it's past perfect. First of all, it's showing the style that I expect. So, you know, there's that. I expect it to taste this way. I expect it to be, you know, somewhat Bordeaux-like. I expect that. I mean, that's kind of what Stag's Leap does. And that's what the Stag's Leap District is about. They want to have more Bordeaux style Cabernets, and this does that. So in reality, it represents the AVA well. It represents the varietal well. Could have been drank in 2019 and probably been a little bit more powerful. Sure. But hey, this gives you a different experience today too. So do you expect a wine that costs $70 to probably last a little bit longer? Maybe. But the reviews, you know, you got a 94 from Suckling, which is an 89 from everybody else, a 91 from Wilford, and a 90 and a 90. I mean, it's a 90 from Parker. That's what you take it as. I mean, that's what it is.
And it's, yeah, it's what we gave it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it shows what the varietal is. It's a classy wine. It's a nice wine. I'll be happy to drink the second bottle for sometime. Sure. Probably by myself.
Probably soon, though. Yeah, I mean,
next year. Oh. Sometime within the next year. I think so. I think that's about what it is. But it's lovely.
Tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Well, I got some port to drink.
Oh.
So, folks, I think so. A 90. And Becky, yeah, earlier tonight, though, you did have a foul mouth. I will say that. She was angry. She was...
justifiably so.
I know. She said she was picking up trash and garbage and cleaning up dust out of her car, which was just detailed, mind you. The middle child was a very dusty boy. He had also the blackout. He was at his T-ball game. He had his blackout on his eyes. And
he's so proud of it.
Yeah, and it doesn't wash off with water. And so I had to rub it off with a wipe. But, you know, Becky's sitting there. And, my gosh. I said, because, hey, I was like, hey, you know what kind of show we're going to have tonight? You know what she said to me? You know what she said?
What'd she say to you? What would you tell her what kind of show we're going to have tonight?
What? She's like.
Becky was sitting there doing what?
You were cleaning out trash. It was messy. You were upset. You were in a state of mind that was less than optimal. But you know what kind of language she said? She said, "You motherfucking goddamn cunt." She said that.
You just said that.
Well, I said it, but she said it.
I don't believe it.
Well, you don't have to believe it.
Becky, do you believe it? Do you believe you said that?
I heard it, in a way.
Wait, did you say?
I mean, did
that?
She verbalize?
My heart said it. Did your mind say it?
Yeah, we need some accountability.
Your
here.
Aura said it, which is worse than verbally saying it, because you could say it in a light tone. You motherfucking goddamn cunt, and it wouldn't have the same same tone if you looked at somebody.
You're not allowed, that's not a word we say.
But if you, which word? I don't know if you say any words. Of those really. Mother, well, you could say mother. The rest of them, God. The rest of them probably not appropriate.
Have you heard me say?
What?
You're not supposed to say the C word.
Which word?
It's inappropriate. The C word.
What's that? I don't understand. What's the word?
You know what the
in
word
Sex
is.
In the City, they say see you next Tuesday.
That's right. I said it to Scott all the time.
It's so funny.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
I have said see you next Tuesday. I don't say the word. I say that phrase.
I know, but you were just abbreviating it when you were looking at me.
Is that a Schoolhouse Rock I missed?
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
It's a funny.
It's not classy.
See you next Tuesday. Is that a Schoolhouse Rock I mixed?
Do better. That's all I'm saying. I don't approve of
well,
that.
You.
I don't use that. Do you hear me use that word that often?
I heard you use it 3 or 4 times tonight.
To describe the way Becky was talking.
You don't need to describe that. You could just say the C word.
There was other takes of this segment, and I might have said it then too, but I just said it once tonight.
You said it a lot.
No, 3 times at least.
No.
15.
You're projecting. It's in your
we're
heart.
We're projecting.
You're projecting. It's in your heart. The hate and the malice is in your heart, and you're using that foul language.
Well.
Don't put
it's
me.
Not so much hate and malice. It's just bitterness and distrust.
Keep your evil off me.
You got to change your evil ways.
Mm-hmm.
Wine guy.
So, folks.
Before Becky calls you bad names, you got to change. Wine guy.
Scott.
Sir.
I'll see you next Tuesday. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
I heard that on School Ross Rock.
I know. And the Foul Mouth Triple B. We will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.